Introduction. Why this book? This is not a perfect system. It is not a step-by-step plan that fixes everything in your life. It is not something that makes the pain disappear overnight. This is real life, and real life does not work that way. What you're about to read comes from hard days, long nights, and moments where just getting through the next hour felt like a mission all by itself. Some days, you win. You wake up, you move, you get things done, and for a little while you feel like yourself again. Those days matter, and you should hold on to them when they come. But there are other days, too. Days where your mind turns on you, where your thoughts feel heavy, and where everything feels like too much. On those days, winning might just mean you made it through without giving up. That is what this book is about. It is about staying in the fight, even when the fight is inside your own head. It is about learning how to live with the things that do not just go away. It is about finding ways to keep going when quitting feels easier. This is not about being perfect. It is about being here, still breathing, still trying, and still moving forward. You are not alone. Listen, you are not alone in this, even if it feels like you are. A lot of people carry things they do not talk about. A lot of veterans come home and find that the battle did not end when they left. It just changed. The noise is different, but it is still loud. The danger is different, but it still feels real. And the hardest part is that most people around you cannot see it. There is something important you need to understand right now. There is nothing wrong with you for feeling this way. Your mind is reacting to things it went through. It is trying to protect you, even if it does not feel like it. The problem is that sometimes it stays stuck in that mode. It keeps you alert when you do not need to be. It brings back memories when you are trying to move forward. It makes you feel like you are still in danger, even when you are safe. That can wear you down. It can make you tired in a way that sleep does not fix. It can make you feel disconnected from people, even the ones you care about. It can make simple things feel hard. And when that happens, it is easy to start thinking something is wrong with you. It is easy to think you should be stronger or that you should be over it by now. But that is not how this works. This is not something you just turn off. It does not follow a schedule, and it does not ask for permission. It shows up when it wants to, and sometimes it hits hard. That is why the goal is not to eliminate it completely. The goal is to learn how to live through it, how to manage it, and how to keep moving even when it is there. What to expect? There will be moments when your thoughts get loud. You might replay things in your head that you wish you could forget. You might feel anger that comes out of nowhere. You might feel sadness that you cannot explain. These moments can feel overwhelming, and they can make you feel like you are losing control. But you are not losing control. You are reacting to something real, even if it is coming from inside. One thing that helps is understanding that these thoughts do not define you. They are a part of what you are dealing with, but they are not who you are. You are still the same person underneath all of it. You still have value. You still have purpose. Even if you cannot see it right now, it is still there. There will also be times when you feel nothing at all. That can be just as hard. You might feel numb, like you are going through the motions without really being present. You might stop caring about things that used to matter to you. You might pull away from people because it feels easier than trying to explain what is going on. This is part of it too, and it does not mean you are broken. Many people who deal with trauma try to shut things down so they do not have to feel the pain. It is a way of coping, even if it does not feel like a good one. The mind is trying to protect itself. but in doing so, it can also block out the good along with the bad. That is why some days feel empty. That is why it can be hard to feel connected. You are going to have good days and bad days. That is part of the process. The goal is not to have only good days. The goal is to learn how to get through the bad ones. That is where strength really shows. It is not in the moments where everything is easy. It is in the moments where everything is hard and you still choose to keep going. What is Charlie Mike? There is a phrase in the military, Charlie Mike. It means continue the mission. It does not mean the mission is easy. It does not mean everything is going according to plan. It means no matter what is happening, you keep moving forward. You do what you can with what you have, right where you are. That is the mindset you need here. You are not trying to fix everything all at once. You are not trying to solve your entire life in one day. You are focused on the next step, the next hour, the next decision. You keep it simple, because simple is what works when things feel overwhelming. There will be days when the only thing you can do is get out of bed. That counts. There will be days when all you can do is sit quietly and try to calm your mind. That counts too. You do not need to measure your progress against anyone else. You just need to keep going. Sometimes, doing nothing but staying alive is enough. That might not sound like much, but it is everything. There are people who do not make it through those days. There are people who give up when it gets too heavy. If you are still here, still fighting, still trying, that means something. That matters more than you think. Over time, you will find things that help. They might be small at first, writing something down, taking a walk, talking to someone who understands, doing something creative, helping someone else. These things might not fix everything, but they can make the weight a little lighter. They can give you a break from the noise. Writing, for example, has helped many veterans take control of their thoughts instead of letting their thoughts control them. Putting things on paper can help you process what is going on inside your head and make it easier to understand. It does not have to be perfect. It just has to be honest. Even a few words can help you get through a hard moment. Knowing what works for you. There is no single answer that works for everyone. What helps one person might not help another. That is why this is not a rule book. It is a guide. It is a starting point. It is a collection of things that have helped someone who has been in the fight and is still in it. You are going to have to find what works for you. That takes time. It takes patience. And it takes effort. There will be times when you try something and it does not help. That is okay. You try something else. You keep going. You do not stop just because one thing did not work. The most important thing is that you do not give up on yourself. Even when it feels like nothing is changing, things are happening. You are learning. You are building strength. You are finding ways to deal with things that used to feel impossible. It might not feel like progress, but it is. You are still here. That means the mission is still going. It means there is still time to change things. It means there is still a chance to build something better, even if it is just one small step at a time. You do not have to have it all figured out. You just have to keep moving. This book is not going to give you all the answers, but it will give you tools. It will give you perspective, and it will remind you of something very important. You are not done. Your story is not over. No matter what you have been through, there is still a next chapter. So, take a breath. Slow things down. Do not try to carry everything at once. Focus on right now. Focus on getting through today. That is enough. Tomorrow will come when it comes. When it does, you will deal with it then. For now, the mission is simple. Stay here. Stay in the fight. Keep going.